Hi there. Happy Sunday and welcome to Enter the Light. I'm Lynn Bleasdale and I'm here with our amazing team. We have Tony Jorgensen, Linda Irwin, Hawk D'Onofrio, and we're hoping that Elizabeth D'Onofrio and Jessica Marie Catrell will join us soon. So they may show up. It's Schrodinger's show, so we don't know what's going on. But anyway, I didn't throw a topic out there this week, you guys, because I thought, why don't we just do a topic potpourri, a potluck, and just bring whatever you have to the table, like what's going on with you, what's on your mind. Oh, wait a minute. Before, Tony, you had an amazing astral experience last night, and Linda was with you. And two of you were loose on the town. You want to start off by sharing that?
Yeah. Do you want to go first, Linda, or whatever?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
We were in this, like, small Old West type town where there was a convenience store. And there were a bunch of people lined up trying to check their Powerball tickets. And we had tickets. And we were in line waiting for it, too. And we were trying to figure out what we wanted to sit down because they had, like, a little dinette thing. You could sit down and get food and drinks and whatever. And then there was this guy stalking around, and Tony knows more about who this guy was than I do, but he was kind of like watching people. I think he wanted to steal their winnings if they came away with any winnings.
It was Jesse James. Not the current Jesse James. It was the old-time thief Jesse James. So, yeah, and it's crazy because I didn't know whether it happened or not. So when Linda and I were just talking a few minutes ago before we came on air, I'm like, Linda? And she's like, yep, it was us. We partied last night. It was fun. We had so much fun.
Right.
And it's funny about the Powerball tickets because my friend has been buying us a lot of Powerball tickets because of it was up to $2 billion, I think. The Powerball,
wow.
But of course, but I'm here, so I didn't win. We didn't win.
Uh-huh.
You'd
still
crazy.
Be here if you won.
Yeah, I know. I would.
You'd have
here.
More to say.
But I would. I'd be traveling. We'd be traveling further places. But it's so crazy because the way you feel is you're kind of sleeping, but you're not sleeping. It's kind of hard to explain, right, Linda?
You're aware you're not in your waking physical life, but yet it feels very physical.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Very physical. I mean, you're actually tired because you were sleeping, but you're so active and you're traveling and doing things and actually partying or whatever you're doing, and then you wake up feeling that way. So it was crazy. It was so much fun. Thank you for going with me. It was fun.
I loved it.
That's really cool.
I remember
traveling with Linda in the astral, and we came upon some water, and Linda's like just jumped in, right? No, didn't look or anything, and I'm like freaking out because I thought, you know, when you see someone just jumping into an unknown body of water, you think, guys, there's rocks down there, right? And Linda's like, no, you can't get hurt over here. over here. So, yeah, it's true. It's really very highly recommended. It helps you realize that, you know, whatever this little physical experience we're having, it is simply a parenthesis in a continuum, and there are so many other places to explore, you know, and they're kind of like a phase shift away, you know. It's you know, so you're doing something right, Tony.
Feel, you know, it was a good escape because, like Linda was saying earlier too, which I think she's going to talk about, but with everything going on in the world, it's nice to be able to go to a happy place and, you know, go somewhere
safe
new.
Place too. Yeah.
Actually, I have a question. If anyone has any information about yesterday, was there a major download yesterday?
The eclipse.
Yeah, and do we know what that was doing to us? what
yeah,
we were
I don't
getting?
Know. Yeah, I actually saw it because it was here in Utah, and we had the glasses and everything. It was pretty cool, but I don't know. Lynn, did that have effect on us, do you think?
Well, Linda, you mentioned it takes your energy, right?
Yeah, as far as I know, and I got a message when I was outside before the show started because I wanted to get out and get some of that, even though it's been cloudy and I didn't get to see the eclipse. Mm-hmm. I saw two wasps fighting violently with each other. I'd never seen that before. And I think that was a message guard against the aggression of everything that's going on. I feel like this eclipse may have brought some aggressive energies with it, and we have to guard against that and try to stay in our peaceful, loving space to fight against it.
Can you hear me? Anyone?
Yeah.
Hi.
Yep.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Yeah, I just wanted to say it's called the Ring of Fire.
Right.
Ooh.
Yep. That's what I saw.
Yep.
What's interesting is that my lady had a headache all day yesterday, and then we were putting it together that maybe it was because she was getting a major download.
Well, interesting, because the girl I work with's daughter is, she sees dead people and stuff, and I don't know how else to explain it. But anyway,
she has a major headache.
Yeah, medium, thank you. She has a major headache. Yesterday and today, too.
Interesting. So that's what I was wondering, if that was something that you also experienced and had any insight on.
I didn't get one. Did anybody else? I don't get headaches, though. But I felt very tired.
I didn't get anything, but the horoscope said that it was going to affect Scorpio and I think Pisces, and that's what your wife is.
Yep. She is. So maybe
Scorpio or Pisces.
For some water signs.
Yeah. Wow.
I was going to say, I got a message a few nights ago. I was outside for some odd reason. It was actually warm and not windy, so I went out and stood out in the dark in the deck. And I looked up, and there was a ship, star family out there. And they were giving me messages about the aggression that's going on right now. So this ties into what I saw on the deck today. But they were saying that it will continue to spiral for a while, and then all of a sudden it will just stop, completely stop. And I asked them point blank, well, can you do anything about it? And they said, no, they couldn't interfere, that it was up to us. They can't break our free will, our freedom of choice. So that's why we're probably getting downloads to guard ourselves against the aggression that's going to be going on, floating around in the air, so to speak. Because it seems to be a mindset right now that's very prominent, very dominant.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I'm seeing them.
Fear energy.
That brings up an interesting point, because I've been thinking about this with the war. And I wonder if you have insight on it, Linda. Because I think it's something that we're not supposed to know, and I think it's something that we're not supposed to bank on. But I've been under the impression that if any of the wars came to nuclear attacks, I've always had the impression that we'd be saved, taken care of, like that they would be deactivated in the air by otherworldly powers. But then Go ahead.
I was asking them specifically, would they intervene if that came to that? And they said they could not. But this is a particular point in our history that we need to experience and learn from.
Yeah, that was the worry.
Yeah.
That was the realization that I came to.
Like
that,
the final.
They might just let it happen.
The final punishment.
Well, it's that whole New Earth concept. It's about where your vibration and frequency will be at. So, I do have this understanding. I think it has a lot to do with timelines, which is kind of what we've been talking about. Like, you going to, a convenience store. It's almost like, well, that's a timeline that maybe could have existed if you guys were in person. Maybe that's why it feels so physical. Or it's that it has to be a thought before it can be physical. So maybe in another timeline that will happen. It's very playful with these multiversal dimensional timeline ideas. And so I've been wondering about this whole shift. It's very possible that a war could start, but only those that need to see it will see it, and those that don't need to see it won't.
Right.
That would be
possible.
Great.
Well, I think that's what we're supposed to be fighting for. Like, that's the whole idea, is we're supposed to find that inner peace so that even when the bombs are dropping, we're still spreading love, light, and truth as opposed to more fear.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah.
I agree. That's why more and more light workers, people are realizing that they're light workers, I think.
Yeah.
Could be.
Oh, for sure. I see it. Even when talking with the religious, I feel like the ones that used to be stuck in their ways are now a little bit more open to many different possibilities. And it's actually been a joy. I got a new job, and I'm blessed with it. And I work directly with a guy that I really like. And he's Christian, but he allows me to say all my weird stuff, and he kind of sees my point.
That's lovely.
And it's great. And I wanted to talk about this. It's just like how you ladies were talking about meeting up with in the astral, you know. He made a comment about someone saying something weird, and I was like, well, just be prepared. I'll say something weird, like how I got hugs from the planet Earth and all the other planets as if they were my uncles and aunts.
Yeah.
And he's like, that is weird. Was that after taking shrooms? And I said, no, I was completely sober meditating. And he had a moment where he went, huh. And I was like, yeah, I don't sound crazy. I sound crazy when I say that. But I know that, again, this universe is mental, and it really is about us affecting ourselves. And so ladies were talking about how going into the astral is like a recharge, and I totally think of it like that. It's like going home for a second.
Mm-hmm.
But then you got to remember we're in these bodies for a reason. And sometimes I forget. Sometimes I'm busy flying around in space, and I forget that I'm supposed to be in this body right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm glad you realized that.
Thanks, Mom.
That's adorable. Oh, my goodness.
You're welcome, sweetheart.
Wow.
Jill?
So.
Well, any other topics?
Yeah, it's a free-for-all today. We do have callers waiting, so, I mean, we can bring them into the conversation and see where it goes.
Let's do that.
I often figure, you know, just let it roll, however it rolls out, and sometimes that's good because we do topics, and they're fun. But, I just wanted to add, about religion. I was listening to James von Prague the other day, and he was asked, you know, like, what's up with religion and like, you know, because very often it's seen as a very damaging energy. But he said, you know, some people, some humans taking this physical run, they need the structure of religion. It just is more suited to them. So, like, it's a hard thing to look at it and go, well, you know, some people are religious, but they're not jerks. Some people are not religious, mm-hmm. and they are jerks. You know, it's like...
I am a witness to what you are saying. I have many close spiritual friends that are Christian. They got the message. Like, through the fear and all that, they got the real message, and you can tell. And so, again, I think, everyone, whether they're atheist or have a religion or just know their own spirituality, it's either they're in service of self or they're in service of others.
Oh, there you go. That's good. That's very good. Yeah.
I like to save any of them.
I like to think of the universe and everything because, you know, there's just so much hate going on out there, and it's all religious-based, and, I can't. I'm too much of an empath to handle that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Well,
yeah.
That's why I think, again, focus on the love, the light, and, you know, the truth of those things. And because even when trying to help others see a more expansive light, you have to be soft.
Yes, of course.
I mean, the only way, right, you know, and so it's love. That's the only answer, because love begets more love.
Mm-hmm. It also drives out fear. So I wrote down critical mass, fear energy reaching critical mass. I think that that's what we're witnessing, is that fear energy reaching that point where something's got to give. And I'm really hoping it gives on the side of loving each other.
Yeah.
Oh, that was the point. I lost my point and I just got it back. It's very cool, eh? Separation. It's what happens, I think, when the fear builds up, we feel separated from source. And we forget that each one of us is part of that source. We are not separate. And then the separate feeling, like, look at the groups fighting each other. They are separate, but they're not. They're not. They're fighting human beings. They feel separate, and that's where the fear comes in.
I know.
Yeah. And fear.
And that's why sometimes you wish there just wasn't a religion, you know? I'm sorry to the Pope, but I just, any religion, because I think that it causes problems, and that just being spiritual and believing is, you know.
Yeah. Do you know?
Well,
maybe,
I think, again, we can we can reinterpret all of these things. I think that's been an issue, is that there's been an interpretation of fear. But if there's an interpretation of love, we can even take those old holy scriptures, including the fall of Adam and Eve. I love this interpretation. It's actually from a channeled work, channeling the soul that was Jesus. And he said that the true idea of that story is that mankind decided to separate itself from unity. And when it did that, it thought that it was being punished and that it got pushed out. But it was themselves that did it. And that's why it talks about when they take skins. It's when they take mortal form and forgot that they were a part of all and thought that they were locked out. But we all know the truth. We're not locked out. We have access to it every day, as long as we allow ourselves, which was your point. And so I think that's what it is we just need to shine a light on the dark, because the dark has no choice but to recede when light is there.
Wow.
Love,
that's
light.
Very good.
Very good.
That's our way out.
Very good. Very good.
Can somebody ring the bell?
I'll
ring the bell.
I have just the thing. How's that?
There you go.
Oh, that's good. I forgot my gong. I'll get it.
Yeah. So one of our callers, I think, was waiting and didn't get picked up. So 601, call back. You've dropped off the queue. But I think we should probably get our callers involved, because they sit there waiting and it's like, you guys quit babbling and
so patient, so loving.
Hey, you are. But our first caller is an old friend of the show here. Hi, Kimberly.
Hi.
How are ya?
I'm well. How are you?
Good. It's good to hear your voice. Did you want to bring up any random topics that is on your mind this week? That we're just having a sort of a conversational free-for-all here.
Yeah, I was listening, and the conversation is very interesting in reference to what was just said about the reference about Adam and Eve. And so I am a studier of, or the, under the tutelage of A Course in Miracles. And
yes,
there
ma'am.
Is a verse in A Course in Miracles that says, you made the ego, not me, saying that humans made the ego. And the ego is basically saying to the soul, you separated yourself from God. And you can believe in the ego or not, but until mankind understands that they are children of God and not listening to the ego, they think they're separated from God, and they're not.
So. Mm-hmm.
I love A Course in Miracles. I've been listening to it in the last week. And, yes, that whole point, I love it. He says, you can only have one master, and it's either your ego or it's the Holy Spirit. And to translate that to others who get scared of that term, again, Holy Spirit to me is also Poimandres, the great serpent. It's also literally the matrix. It is the field. So if Source is the ultimate Godhead, something unreachable, Holy Spirit's right there. And then within that, we are that. It's the higher self too. So yeah, I translate it to love, light, truth, right? For Course in Miracles, you can only have one master. Love, light, truth, or your ego that you created.
Right. Absolutely.
And that you might choose to continue to create if you're not aware that you're doing so.
Absolutely. And you have to continually choose the Holy Spirit and love and not fear and the ego.
Yep. I love that idea too. They talk about how if you feel attacked, you have to realize that every form of attack is actually a call for help. It's a call for love. It's a call for you to respond not with the fear that they're projecting, but with the love that you know that both of you are made of. Yeah.
Right.
Exactly. I feel the same way.
Ring the gong. No, I'm just kidding.
I keep forgetting to get the gong.
Oh, there's it.
Is that
That's
a smoke
a
alarm?
Safety gong.
No, it's two little brass gongs. They're very fun. They make a great sound.
I love it.
We're all tinkling. So, Kim, what's on your mind this week? Did you have a question specifically we can look at for you?
Yeah. I was just sitting thinking earlier sometimes I feel like I'm spinning my wheels. And I know I have been in the teaching field for a while, but I know there has to be more. And I know I've been told that I'm supposed to write, but how can I put it? When I get the inspiration and I think I'm going in the right direction, something happens where, okay, well, I can't, I was going to go to this university, but my job doesn't allow me to, miss a whole week to go to the school or to go to Costa Rica for two weeks in the summer. I wouldn't have time for that. And I'm attempting to navigate what to do. My life a little bit more meaning, because right now I can just tell you it's just like I come home and it's the same thing. And I guess more than anything, I'm looking for some inspiration.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to say that. Go ahead, Mom.
Yeah, I think that if you should write, then you write. You don't need special training to write. There's a great book out there that if you can speak, you can write. Yeah. And I'll tell you, I never took a class. I mean, I did like a college class in creative writing, you know, once a long time ago. But, you know, most of the stuff that I just wrote, it was the way I felt. And I just wrote it. You know.
Kimberly, this is Tony. Are you, you're a planner, though. You're a planner, aren't you? You have to plan.
I am.
Yes.
I am.
So I got that from you a long time ago. So the card that I got for you, and I think it said plan. And then the other card I got for you was awaken. So planning allows you to reach your goals efficiently and help avoid uncertainties. Being spontaneous is fun and exciting, but sometimes life asks us to take it a step back and analyze our situation to move forward, which I think that's what you're doing right now. You're trying to analyze, you know, this and how it's going to work. And the affirmation is, I am confident in my organizational skills, which I'm sure you're at the top of the line with that, and excited for the goals when the challenge comes. So then the other card I got was Awaken, and that's about being spontaneous. So it's like opposite of what the first card was. But I think it's kind of what Elizabeth is saying, that instead of, you know, because you're a teacher and you need to plan, that maybe she's right in just plan second and write first. Does that kind of make sense?
Yeah, exactly.
And then what's going to help you with your skills with the plan card is then you can take everything that you've done on paper and then, you know, figure out where it goes. It says that, so Eos is the goddess of the dawn who brings light to the world after a period of darkness. So every morning she rises from the east in her horse-drawn chariot to open heavens and gates to her brother, Helios, the sun. He can ride through and in the bright light to the world. Eos is depicted with rosy fingers, golden arms, and large white wings. She represents new beginnings, a fresh start, and renewed energy. So that's what I got, please.
Thank you.
Hi, Kimberly.
You're on the right track. Yeah, you're totally on the right track. It's just confusing to you because you're a planner, I think. So you have to kind of change that a little bit.
Hi, Kimberly. It's Linda, and I want to tie together what both Elizabeth and Tony said by telling you an idea that I have, and it worked for me. Take an audio recorder and just record your authentic feelings and thoughts throughout the day. Later on, play it back. And then you can listen to what you were saying, what you were feeling, keep what resonates, get rid of the rest, and that might give you some ideas for writing and planning.
Okay.
I want to jump in on that because that hit with all of my intuition stuff, too, when I was thinking about this and pulling cards. I know exactly what you're going through. I think there is a lesson for you and me. Discipline in what my mom and my aunt were saying, where you have to just do it, and you're a planner, so you can set up a schedule, even if it's just 20 minutes to do that. And I think the recording the audio is a great idea, because that was the other thought that I wanted to give you that I think is really cool that other people have done, where they have literally just done podcast format by themselves, so probably written out, and then they speak it. And then after about 10 podcasts, they compile the podcasts together and then sell it as an audiobook.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
And Yeah, it's a brilliant plan. It's a brilliant idea. I've listened to both the audiobook version and both the podcast version of these books, and it's just brilliant. It's a way to get your stuff out there before you get it put together, and then you get it put together and you get to start making money off that.
Oh, wow, that's a great idea. Yeah,
that's awesome. Wow.
And I just want to say my cards for you are very positive. I've got the Eight of Pentacles, which is a reminder that this is going to take time, that you have to do repetitive tasks, and that you're developing a skill. In the center, I got the Wheel of Fortune, which is always a beautiful card because it means it's completely to you. And so that's why I'm saying that it might be a discipline lesson. In the future, Ace of Swords. So with aces, it's always a very positive sign. I think you're on the path. So here's your inspiration. You can do it. You just have to get that discipline for it. You can fit it in there. A person I met a long time ago said, if you don't go to the gym, it's because you didn't make time for the gym. Just so you know, I don't go to the gym. But for you, the gym is, just know for you right now, your gym is the writing. So whether that's recording your voice or it's writing it down, that's the thing you have to make your time for. And it just 20 to 30 minutes is always the minimum. That's what they say. Just do that and you'll get somewhere.
Okay.
You know, it's funny because I did pull a card and it's just, it's exactly what we were saying. It's the Child of Crystals. And it represents Huckleberry Finn in these cards that I have that I love. And it says, when Huck appears for you, let your adventurous spirit roam free. Hike through the woods. Leave the world of civilization for the great outdoors. Paddle your canoe downstream. Ask yourself some hard questions about your personal freedom, your use of physical gifts with sensitivity and skill, and any fears you may have about being a responsible member of society. Try to fathom where you are now along the meandering river of life. Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah. It reminded me to remind you too that like the humdrum of and monotony of normal life can get really old and boring, but that's why you're going to find your escape with your newfound discipline of writing.
Okay.
Exactly.
Right? I think that's the way out, because what pleases your soul the most?
What does Lynn have?
Yeah.
Okay. Hi, Jim. I've got some in, I want to take a 360 on this end, or a 180 rather. Have you got Celtic roots in your family?
I've been told that some of my ancestry on is Celtic. Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to play something really.
My great grandmother was Irish.
Okay. This is, I believe this is Scottish. I have to play this because this piece of music came in. So, let's see. Okay, that's a piece called Flowers of the Forest, and it's a traditional funeral tune. And it came in blasting into my third eye space. So I don't know what that means, Kim. I really don't. And it's not like an icky
spiritual rebirth.
You think so? I like that. Okay.
That's how it felt. I was like, oh, funeral song. We are entering a new stage of life.
That's right. Like the death card comes up. It means change, not like.
Exactly.
Literal death. Excellent. Okay. So that came in, and I do think you probably got a little Scotland in there. It's very small, that whole area, so everyone could be from everywhere. So I also got the obstacles appear for a reason. Okay. And you're the one, I guess, who's going to have to figure out what those reasons are, but they're showing up for a reason. The fear. Oh, and it says, observe your feelings and just make sure you aren't harboring like a fear of the outcome, like an attachment to outcome. So this wonderful thing that you're going to do, like, and it's what if nobody likes it? So it's, you're being advised to write for yourself right now, just for you. And the thing is, you don't need to worry because other people will like it too. But right now it feels like you're almost putting obstacles in your own way so that you don't have to deal with the possibility of, quote, quote, failure. And there is no failure. There's only different ways of doing things. But the thing is, so attachment to outcome, be very careful you're not like letting that fear block you. Because as a planner, like you also plan your outcome as well. Like this is, I'm going to do this, 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 and this, and this is going to be the result. So I think, was that you, Tony, that just sort of said, let it loose a little bit, like loosen up a bit. And,
yeah.
And yeah. So practice doing that. Do things that are out of your comfort zone. Like for you, it would be like taking a day off, you know? Yeah. Well, Tony, you had trouble with that a little bit too, right? You like,
yes,
I watched TV and
trouble.
That was, yeah. And that's okay. It's just the type of personality you have, and that's beautiful. But do, like, give yourself a break sometimes, and don't, like, you hold yourself to amazingly high standards, and that's so cool. But it also, it kills you a little bit too, you know, like, give yourself a break, loosen up, and, you know, maybe do something you don't normally do, like take a break, you know, eat a bag of popcorn and watch a movie, something that isn't something you allow yourself to do, because you're doing great. You're doing great. You can, you know, loosen the reins just a little bit and just let yourself, you're allowed to wander, you know, just a little bit. And that's actually what artists need, right? They need that freedom to wander.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But you're doing great, Kimberly. Don't ever sell yourself short. And no matter where you're at, your life always has meaning. It always has meaning. There is, you can find it, and you'll find that it does. Oh, what's that really cool? I think it's a Buddhist story about the guy that's hanging off a cliff, and he's hanging onto a branch, and on the branch there's like a strawberry or something growing, and there, I think there's a tiger above him, and he's like, he tastes the strawberry, and it's like, whoa, that's really sweet. You know, he's close to death, and it's like he realizes, you know, I'll have to find that because I'm not translating it very well, but anyway. Oh, and I, by the way, I have tons of activity going on with the light as you speak, Kimberly. So I think, you know, your circle, your guide team is like very, very there. They're helping you. So, you know to ask them for help, give them permission to help, and then step back, do the work, and enjoy the, you know, what is it? Enjoy your achievements as well as your plans, and keep going.
I will. Thank you all. You've been very
welcome.
Welcome.
Well, have a beautiful Sunday, Kimberly, and we'll talk to you again. Love and love.
All right.
Bye. All right.
Hawk, are you on? Is Hawk on?
Yeah, I'm back.
Okay, yeah, I saw that. I put you back, so I was wondering.
Thank you. I got dropped. It's all good.
Okay.
And that message was great, and I have to say it was personal for me too, because that, with being an artist, and a big block is that fear of failure, and when especially when it comes to disciplining yourself just to put that, you know, 10 to 20 minutes in a day, and I think you were spot on with that.
Yeah, and giving yourself permission to be an artist, because often you're like, you're an artist. Well, you can't be that, you know. Society still does that to people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Think of it as doodling. Doodle. Just get the art out.
Create.
And then you'll...
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what we're here for.
Yeah.
Creation is our main purpose.
I
say creation is our main purpose, and... If nobody seems to like what you do, just know that the people on the other side are loving it.
Wow.
Yes.
Yes. And the truth is that if you love it, someone else loves it too. I mean, that's the beauty. That's why there's so many music genres.
Yeah.
There's something that talks to everybody. So if it talks to you, it'll talk to someone else.
Perfect. All right, we have caller area code 203. You're on the air. Can we get your name, please?
Hi, it's Pat from Connecticut. How is everybody today?
Hi, Pat. We're doing fine.
Hi, Pat.
How are you doing?
Hi. Struggle. The eclipse was a difficult one, and this is regarding someone I'm very attracted to that I've been seeing for a bit. And I know clearly there are things I need to work on, and Eclipse is showing me that. But I'd love to know where this guy is at. He did not show up last night and did not communicate. And trying to just be calm and open and curious, but I also know I need to speak up a bit too for myself. Anyway, if you could pick up on him. I'm smitten with this guy, and it's clearly karmic, and not the easiest relationship. And I'm learning a lot from that fact.
Probably why your soul wanted to do it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Learning a tremendous amount and actually having an absolute ball with my therapist because he's being just totally, totally honest and we're just completely enjoying this honesty about relationships and expectations and stuff and men especially. He being very honest with me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So Pat, is your question like, how does this guy feel about you that you're smitten with? Is that kind of where you're going?
Yeah. Or even if you could pick up on what happened last night, both of those, if you can.
He didn't show up on you.
Yeah, and he did not communicate. Did not communicate, and that's typical. He's extremely busy and kind of spinning around with problems.
Mm-hmm.
So that can be part of it, or there could be more to it, you know, regarding me personally.
Well, I wrote down, do you love a challenge? Because it feels like you've picked a challenging one.
I have. And what's interesting is this is the first time in God since I was 18 and I'm 70 and feeling conditional love. And that's wonderful. I love it.
Yes.
But he's not the easiest guy to feel this for. I'm glad I feel it because it's making me patient and hang in there. But there are times when I wonder, are you being, well.
Yeah. Can I? I'll just start out, and then I'll pass this around the table. But Pat, I'm getting the scene from the movie Moonstruck, where the mother asks the daughter, "Do you love him, Loretta?" And Loretta says, "I'll love him something awful, Ma." And mother goes, "Oh, I'm so sorry," because when you've got those feelings, you know, you're pretty vulnerable, and the feelings are great. But if they're not returned, it can be one of the most exquisite pains we get to feel in the human journey. So, just be really, really careful and make sure you put your own self-care first, okay? You mustn't let another person set your value, okay? Value yourself first. Yep. Oh, I got a major flash on the light when I said that. So we're agreeing. Okay, pass that on. What else do you guys think?
I can go. Hi, Pat. Mm-hmm. It's Tony.
Hi, Tony.
I got that last night. It's not towards you. It's not. It's something with his person. Something personal happened. That
I figured,
and I don't know why he's not communicating. I feel something could be wrong, not with you though, in your relationship with him, but maybe keep trying to reach out to him. I don't know. That's the feeling I'm getting. And then also I got the same as Lynn. The card is stand strong like a tree is what I'm seeing. Like just like she's saying, you can love him, but you have to stand strong with everything that you're learning from your psychiatrist or your therapist because you're doing really well and you're having fun. So just have fun and stand strong with your values and don't let him change them, you know, change everything that you've learned. Yeah.
It's hard to determine, like you said, it wasn't with me and I felt that. And the problem is, why didn't he respect me and just let me know? And I'll talk to him about that. But this guy grew up in the projects and literally had to learn how to fight to save his life from gangs and all kinds of horrific stuff. So we're in two different worlds. And a lot of it makes me, you know, question, am I expecting my world? You know, I'm learning about his, and that's a great exercise in itself. And it's at times hard to determine if there's feelings and respect for me. If that's there, I can continue being challenged and learning my learning all that it's bringing me. It's really a lot of gifts. But I also really, it's unconditional love. I'm just nuts about this guy. And for however long it lasts, I would love it. And I know we'll be friends for maybe life. We started out as friends. So at times I just get off track and wonder if there's respect there, if there's wanting to be with me.
Hi, this is Linda.
Hi, Linda.
And I'm actually seeing a situation, and I talked about it, I think, a couple episodes back, where a couple of friends of mine disappeared for about 3 months, and I didn't hear from them. And we were really good friends. We did a lot together. And then all of a sudden, one day, before deciding I was just going to let it go, I called them. And guess what? Everything's fine. They weren't upset with me for anything. They were extremely distracted. They were busy. The one guy had to take on extra work. He's volunteering for the food bank and the senior center. And he just didn't think about it, you know, because his mind was so occupied with other stuff. But he was happy to hear from me. But, yeah, there are going to be times when you think you've lost complete connection with someone. Then maybe you need to reach out and see where you stand. You might be pleasantly surprised.
I reached out to him last night, you know, and there was no response. He always called back.
He might still respond back. And if not, try again. You know, give it a week or so and try again.
Yeah.
But I don't think it'll be that long.
Okay, I get that. Can anyone see his feelings and if there's respect for me?
There is.
I think there's respect. Yeah. Yep.
I pulled cards, and I actually am getting – I got negative cards for it. I got a positive card for you in that it's going to lead to a mental breakthrough, clarity and success. But it'll be in pain.
Yeah.
Is actually the cards that I had pulled. And I do want to remind you, I personally don't think this is necessarily unconditional love. If you were a teenager, I would say this is definitely lust. And it's hard to find that balance. But if you're giving so much and you ever have a feeling like you're not getting it back, then that's usually a red flag, especially early on. Because early on, people are really good at giving their best.
Yeah.
He doesn't give his best. He gives his true self. And as I say, where he grew up, he's just a non-communicative guy. That's his way.
And so that might be the message. It might just be that you are meant to have fun with him, but it's not going to be the ever after. Just like you were already prophesying when you were saying, we're probably going to be friends.
I understand. I understand that. I just want to know, having this fun, does he have feelings and does he have respect? That's kind of all that I'm requiring.
It might be tough to answer that because having respect for someone doesn't always show up if the person is going through something. Because then they'll start making choices out of fear, things that they regret. And so it is maybe a situation where you're just supposed to learn how to temper your feelings and emotions. And especially with this guy, from what he sounds like he's one of those that you need to just let be free. And that might be the thing that you're battling right now, is that you want the control because you want to know so bad. And we all know that feeling.
I got an interesting card. This is Elizabeth. Hi.
Hi.
I got the Nine of Crystals. And before that, I got the Six of Crystals, which I think was more about you. But the Nine says the Nine of Crystals marks the period of life when the divine potential of the future is near. The mama known is reading a story to her child. When you receive this card, realize that you are also meant to be the storyteller of your life. The story can be only as conscious as the one who tells it. What new theme, fairy tale, or adventure will you enter into next? as you move into the period of completion, trust in the goodness of what is yet to manifest in your life. A magical gift, a special friendship, or a new opportunity may be on its way. I think that makes sense to you, does it?
It's still, you know, what I understand and what I see, and I know, you know, he may just be bringing in something in the future and getting me ready for it, but I'm still stuck on, you know, because I just still stuck on, is there respect there?
Well, you know, I think you're telling, you know, like I said, you tell the story. You know, the person that tells the story is the one that believes it. Doesn't necessarily mean it's true. And it's what
happens. Basically,
happened.
do you feel it? And that's the question.
I think my fears from my past come in. I think there's a fight between that and believing that there is, you know, some tenderness and deep sharing there. But because he doesn't, you know, that's not the way he works. And I don't know, haven't known him long enough to understand his actions. I don't see that. It's not communicated directly.
Right. Linda, did you get respect? Because I did in a, like, I don't know if it's respect in his way. I don't think, like Lynn and everybody saying, this is a hard dude. He picked a hard one. To understand him is impossible. So don't waste your time doing that. It's more like have fun with him. But as far as respect, I don't think he disrespects you. I don't know if he's capable
you
of love.
Distracted. I feel like
yeah,
distraction there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like you're all
yeah.
talking at once. What did you both say?
Distraction.
Distraction.
He's distracted or I'm a distraction to him?
He is. He's distracted.
Oh, yeah.
He's
I know
distracted,
that.
But, phone in and but the respect is there. I feel yeah, the respect okay. is there as much as this guy can respect you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't think he's a complicated guy. He comes from a complicated past. I don't know if he knows how to love at all, you know,
I
from
know
his
that
past.
Too.
Yeah.
I know.
As far as a friend, I feel that he respects you in that way. You know,
yeah.
I think you're an escape for him. And sometimes he gets distracted, like Linda was saying, and he goes back into his, it's like he goes back in his cocoon, you know, where he knows where he's safe, where he doesn't communicate and stuff. Yeah. And then he comes back out because he's tied between, do I want this new thing or do I want to stay? And it's always safer to stay in your shit. You know what I mean?
Right. I do.
Yeah. Yeah.
I see all that too. Yeah.
Yeah. What's interesting is the first card I drew was the Six of Crystals. And it says it's a sign to redouble your efforts to achieve important goals. The climb may be steep, but the rewards will be plentiful.
Yeah. Yeah, I get that message, too, at times, too. Yeah, I'm getting...
And it says if your work is humble and carries a purpose beyond yourself, you may expect great fulfillment and happiness in the years to come.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Well, we love Pat. We love and respect you here. We love and respect you here. So you can always come.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I feel the same about all you guys, too. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. God bless
you. You'll get welcome. What you need, Pat, I think. Yep.
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 Okay. Say again?
I say we can't always get what we want, but we get what we need. It's the Rolling Stones, but I'm stealing it. Yeah. We get what we need. And you will get what you need. So, you know.
Okay. Thank you so much. God bless everyone.
Bless you, too, Pat. Thank you. Who's dropping?
That's the golf.
Oh, that's
mine.
Is that Elizabeth in her gong?
Yes.
I'll do my best.
Okay. I think we lost the caller that was up next. 605. And I don't know if they dropped, but if try again 605, because I was about to pick you up there. But we'll move on to 630. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, it's Dion. Thank you for picking my call.
Hi, Dion. Yay. Welcome back. Good to hear from you.
Thank you.
So what's on your mind?
Well, I'm still on my journey with the documentary that I wrote. There was a development as far as like a break in the case about 11 days ago, about 10, 11 days ago. But then we had this awesome solar eclipse that just happened, which is a huge shift in energy for the planet in the galaxy. So in terms of, you know, being a light worker and shedding light on the subject matter, do you see or does anybody feel more developments coming?
For your journey, Dion, or in the world at large?
Yes. For the journey that I'm on.
Okay. Yeah, and this is about the, like the documentary. If there's more development,
the one
on
documentary that?
That
I'm working on. The,
oh, okay.
The homicide case.
Yeah. Okay. More developments. Huh. What's very interesting. I'm not really sure what this means, but I drew a mushroom. I think it's coming through as a plant totem. So we'll see what that means. Okay. It's okay. So a symbol of new beginnings, transformation, and rebirth. So I'm feeling like that represents a new opportunity. So yeah, we'd call that a development. Have you got it in finished form? Is it like ready to show and you can take it round like an audition sort of tape? Is that,
yes,
is that where it's at right now? So it's finished and ready to go. So I'm feeling like don't put all your eggs in one basket. Do your research and find the different, because I mean, Netflix would be great, right? But you're probably going to be in a waiting, like to be waiting, you know, because there's probably a lineup of stuff and you've got to pitch your particular piece of work. But look smaller, like just look around and like, so things like video platforms. I can't think of the name, but there's one you can put your videos on. And you can receive, like, what am I thinking of? Is it Vivo or?
Vimeo?
Vimeo.
Yes.
Bingo. Who's got a, okay. Bingo, Linda. So, Vimeo. Yeah, places like that. If you can't get in one door, try another door. Oh, my gosh. I am loving the movie references. Oh, Bob's on. Hi, Bob. And we've also got Clear Shar as well, which I meant to say hi to the folks in the chat room. So, I'm seeing the scene from An American in Paris where this guy, it's a musical piece, and the guy's knocking on doors. Nobody's answering. And then this one guy at the end answers and he becomes a star. And that's what they're saying is don't stop knocking on doors. Keep persisting because what you've got is valuable, but you may have to do a little broken record thing, repeating it, but don't give up because it's going to find its way. That's mine for you, and who else wants to go?
Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome, Dion.
Elizabeth,
like
Linda.
Go ahead,
Elizabeth.
Just really quickly, I got the 16th card, which is called In This Wishing Upon a Star. And the traditional tarot is the star. And the zodiac ruler is Aquarius. And it says when this card appears in your reading, an important wish, desire, or hope may be fulfilled soon. Open your mind and heart to your star self, your higher identity that guides you upward on the path of destiny. You may want to go out in the evening or just before dawn and commune with the heavens, attuning yourself to the magnificent presence of a planet, wandering star like Venus, Mars, or Jupiter, or a brilliant first magnitude star as Antares, Sirius, Aldebaran. I don't know how to say all these, but remember that your true essence is spiritual light, clothed in this life by a physical body. Your exalted prayers and thoughts have the power to uplift and heal friends, loved ones, and your greater community. Does that resonate at all with you?
It does, and tomorrow's the 16th.
Yeah. That's great. Mm-hmm. Glad I could be of help.
Thank you.
You're welcome, sweetheart.
Linda, do you want to go ahead?
Yeah, I was getting new directions, too. It was like, look at something different. Look at something you've never seen before. See what it feels like and try that avenue. And what Lynn said about Vimeo is a great idea. And there are a lot of different places that are like that. You just have to look them up online and make sure they're not full of trolls. But there are video outlets you could try to get your work presented through. And also, I was thinking, too, do you have an IMDb account?
No.
You can... Yeah, the IMDb. It might be worth looking into IMDb to set up your presentation there and who you are, because that gets out to a lot of people.
Yeah, and it's a well-respected platform, too. Like, you know, they've been around forever, and it's where you go to find out about any kind of entertainment or person
or
in entertainment.
Or documentary.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and there, you know,
this is Hawk. I'll pop in and just say my cards were very positive. It shows that you've been abundant, and we've heard it in the phone calls. You're right now. You got the Justice card, so I do think that heavily signifies that the work that you have put in will be paid fairly to you. And in the future was the Emperor card, which is another positive, abundant card, usually dealing with leadership and wealth, business. So it's very positive for you still.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Yeah. Thank you.
I got the same. And this is Tony Dion. And I also got, isn't this, Hawk and Elizabeth would know better, but isn't this the time where you need to start putting your documentaries in places like Sundance and everywhere like that? Are you ready to do that? I don't know.
I mean, yes, I can.
Yeah, and I think that's where your lead, I think doing stuff like that, it talked about your spirit animal. So is your spirit animal the lion or some kind of cat? I don't know.
That
Do you know
was,
what your spirit?
That was the person. That was the victim spirit animal.
Yeah. So that you need to rely on your spirit animal right now. And I see you having to. I see doors opening and you having to stick your foot in that door so it doesn't close. You know what I mean? It's like the door opens. You talk to them and it starts closing and you have to go, no, but wait. And I think, I don't know. I'm thinking that getting out to those different film festivals, because I think it's film festival season coming up, could help in some way, you know. And the doors open and then you just have to make sure you keep putting your foot in the door that it doesn't close. But I see many different things like Lynn and Linda were saying. And then it's all positive. It's just that you have a lot of work you have to do. And it says to rely on your spirit animal for the strength to keep going.
Okay.
Yeah. There's work to do. I just came up with hot dogs. that's one. They were saying on when I typed in where do I submit a documentary, that's a really good question to ask. And then all these ideas come up. And Sundance is one of them coming up. So there's some, and Netflix won't take it unsolicited, apparently, which means you can't just sort of shoot something at them. So I think you need to make yourself visible, maybe in smaller, not smaller venues, because they're not less important, but, you know, you've got to get it seen. And, boy, you don't have an agent, do you?
No, but Netflix contacted me, and so they have my information.
Mm-hmm. But they've got to, it's got to get seen. You see what I mean? Like, so don't just put all your eggs in the one basket. Spread that around, and because you're going to be taken. You'll be guided where you need to go. You know what I mean? As long as you let it unfold organically, I guess, by doing the work, finding the list of places you can submit a documentary, aside from Netflix, you know, don't discount them, but add to it, add to the search, because it's going to get out there. It really is. And it's, you know, it's not a small start, but it's like the beginning of that journey for you. And the right thing will come along for you. Where is it? Where can it be seen now? It's not on YouTube or anything like that, is it?
Yeah, well, I have a YouTube channel. And I just checked my, I got 14,000 views in the last 28 days.
Oh, way to go.
But I'm in that space where it's like I have to allow it to continue to grow organically and not be too pushy, because sometimes when you overdo it, it works against you.
Mm-hmm. Attachment to outcome again. Yeah, and that's where the suffering likes to come in, you know. It's like it must end this way. And spirit asks us to let us be guided, right? And yeah, it's hard, though, because it's like you've done all the work, and it's really hard to wait for those results, but they will come. I feel really strongly that they'll come for you. But are you working on
I just want to say something quickly about film festivals and YouTube. Mm-hmm. You got to check the festivals, because a lot won't take films that are public on YouTube.
Oh, good point. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it's not a film. It's just basically a documentary that I wrote and published. It's not a film, no.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I think what Elizabeth is saying is that if you put it on YouTube, it's kind of like almost like giving away too many free samples. So you can, hold out for a good venue.
The whole thing isn't on YouTube.
Mm-hmm. The
it's
whole thing is
about what I produced is on YouTube.
No, it's not on YouTube. Okay. The whole thing is not on YouTube, just snippets of what she's doing.
Yeah. Trailers and whatnot.
Which is
interesting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I do like what Lynn, I feel that what you said about an agent or something coming up.
That's such a hard part of the job, and especially if you're like the creative team. Sometimes, but not always, do business skills and artistic skills go hand in hand, you know. So a really good agent might be a good thing, something to look at anyway. Someone to help you. That's what their job is. Mm.
Yeah, and I think like Lynn said, I think it was Lynn or Hawk, but a whole new opening, something, this is going to lead to a whole... You know, about what you're writing, it's going to open the door to many things that people didn't know, you know.
Yeah.
The people that are, yeah, it's, I feel it coming. It's just that work has to be done. Like I said, you know, the foot in the door thing, it's just, it's going to open up a whole new thing, like you were saying. It's gonna, you know, you've got some things that have already knew that has happened in the case, but going even further, it's gonna open up even more and more and more to where, yeah, it's gonna be really something. I feel very positive. Mm-hmm.
There's some really cool ideas on there's a link that is storyhunter.com, and they've got a lot of, they're listing film festivals that are taking submissions right now. So storyhunter.com is a really good place to start there for you. It's a neat little, yeah.
Oh, Bob said you can monetize your YouTube channel. Can you? Is yours monetized?
It is monetized.
Yeah, she can now after... I think you need 10,000 followers or something like that.
That's cool.
No, you don't need. You don't need. It's 1,000 subscribers, but you don't need 1,000 if you have the watch hours. And so they monetized me back in August.
Good.
I got really lucky with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So are you making money from that?
I want to ask a question, which is completely different than all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Have you had a spiritual ceremony or ritual recently? Have you had a moment? Have you had a divine moment recently?
Yeah.
Because I kind of feel like maybe you're due for one. Because when Lynn said the mushroom, my first thought was, oh my gosh, she needs to take a trip and go home for a little bit, surf the astral, and she's probably going to get her message there.
Oh.
So I was just wondering about that, because when I view cards for you, it just seems like you just go with the flow of time, and you're truly just, you have that perception of abundance, and so it just all comes to you, and it's beautiful. So this might be one of those moments, again, where you have to reach out just to get a message.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the card I got
was it's all
the,
positive for you.
The shape
and you just have to wait. Ooh,
yeah.
Well, yeah.
That's kind of... Yeah, I got the shapeshifter, which means exactly what you're saying.
I think you need a moment.
Yeah, yeah.
You need to go home for a little bit.
Things have changed, you know, because of the eclipse or whatever you're feeling. So I think you need to. Yeah, the shapeshifter talks a lot about your spirit animal and digging deep.
Oh, so maybe that's the meditation that you should do, is focus on your spirit animal. Because I'll tell you this, I did a ceremony and I was my spirit animal for hours flying through space, and it was one of the best things ever. So maybe that's what you need, just to have more comfort in knowing that you are riding the wave as abundantly as possible.
Okay.
Yeah.
You never know.
Yeah.
You might have a realization while you're there.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But keep believing. Just keep on believing, because it's, you know, it takes 15 years to become an overnight success, it said. So, you know.
Amen.
Yeah. Yeah. But you know what? You are in, it's like a work in progress. So just trust. Trust and patience. I hate to say that. If I want patience, I want it right now. So we all have to learn that too, waiting for the outcome. But you're going to rock it, Dion. I don't think you have any worries about the outcome being a positive one for you. It's just learning to be patient. That's long.
Someone
it's
else is
hysterical. Yeah, it's the gong.
What are you banging on? That's hilarious.
It's not me. I think it's Elizabeth.
It's a little gong.
Oh, that's hilarious. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's a little like Asian gong. I don't know.
Well, it's fabulous. But yeah, just look forward to. Look, it's the journey, you know, enjoy the journey. You know what I mean? Try not to try too hard. It's just a lovely ride. It's James Taylor coming into my head. Just try to enjoy the ride as well as the destination. And pat yourself on the back, Dion, because you've done a lot of really cool work, you know, and that's something, you know, that's really something.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Keep us informed how the journey's going, would you? And
yes.
Yeah, let us know how it's going, because it's really neat following your, I just neat following the story of Dion. And I can't wait.
Yeah.
I want to watch your thing on Netflix. I think that'll be the coolest thing.
Oh, we can all say we knew you when.
Absolutely. Oh,
yeah.
Crash
we knew
there night. Yeah. All right. Well, Dion, thank you so much for getting in touch, and we'll talk to you again, I hope, and just keep letting
us
know.
You.
Okay. Lots of love to you. Bye-bye. All right. We have one more caller I think we can get to. 646. You are on the air. Can we get your name, please?
Hi. This is Miranda. I'm calling
from
New York.
Hi. Hello. Welcome. I think welcome back, right? We've spoken to you before?
Yes.
Okay.
Welcome. Yes, you have. Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm just looking for some insight and clarity, if you guys get any messages. I've been looking to move. I'm currently in New York City, and I did try to sell my condo here last year, and it didn't sell, so we just took it off the market. And I'm sort of confused as to where to go, like, perhaps I'm looking for a larger place, and obviously I've to live in a house, you know, just have more space. And I'm kind of confused, like, am I meant to go to Long Island, or am I meant to stay in the city, or I don't know.
I heard Long Island right away. There's more open
before I said it. Before I said it.
No, as you were speaking, Long Island came into my brain, and I also wrote down nature deficit, Miranda. Are you feeling a little like you need some more nature around you?
You know, not necessarily. I mean, it'd be nice to have a yard, but it's not like I crave. It's more of the space and feeling more organized, I guess. Because, you know, each place has its pros and cons. Of course, the ability to walk around without driving to your destination is very, very, exciting to me.
Well, maybe the feeling of nature, like, I think you may not even realize what you're missing at this point, but it feels like an overwhelming need to slow down, simplify, you know, cut through the confusion of physical existence. But I think, what I'm not saying is you necessarily need to move to a forest or anything like that, but a place where it's not concrete. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You need some natural elements around you to help. You know, it's the music of the spheres, I think it's called, or, you know, just the pace of nature, to be able to slow down and actually experience each moment rather than rushing through. So that's what I'm feeling, is like, I just want to slow down and just live in a way, you know, like do some, instead of doing, just living. I want to pass this around. Does somebody want to go next and add to this? Cause I feel like we need more.
I'm feeling west and higher in elevation for some reason. Not sure where that's coming from. West of where you are now.
Yeah, I got the same way. I think that would be upstate. Is that upstate New York maybe? I don't know. I got elevation too.
Now, Long Island would be east, wouldn't it? Of where you are?
My geography is horrible. New York City, north, south, I think so, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm speculating this from Canada, but I feel like if you went to Long Island, I'm looking at the map, it would be to the east. So,
if she's in Manhattan, Long Island's to the east.
Okay. So to the west would be more like up towards Kingston, right?
Jersey.
Up towards that way.
Jersey.
Oh, is that Jersey? No,
west
no
York,
way.
Yeah,
West New York.
I just have to say that I think Lynn was onto it. I think you're supposed to be more in nature than you are.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of wanted to ask about your spiritual life. How's that going?
It's going. I've always been spiritually minded, and I think I didn't focus enough on it in terms of having a daily practice, and I'm working more towards on that, like being more structured. And
you are very powerful, and you're supposed to go into a very disciplined form of spirituality. I saw that. A bunch of cards popped out for you. I see you moving, and it definitely seems like nature in some way, because I just saw abundance and flowers and fruit surrounding divine feminine. And I also saw the High Priestess and the Hierophant. So that to me usually indicates a strong discipline in the spiritual. Like I saw that you were very powerful, but it is possible that what you were missing was nature. And I'll tell you this, as a city kid, as soon as I got to the mountains, I knew I was home.
Yeah, I don't see myself ever going to the mountains, to be honest. I'm not that brave.
So then it might be a yard. It might be Long Island.
Yeah, it really is. It's more of a yard. It's really, it's a yard, having a yard, like a little place to just, you know, have that sense of retreat type feeling.
So that might be what it is that we're seeing a garden for you, your own garden, basically.
That I could
see. Your own space. Yeah. And yeah, the city is tight. Like I love Manhattan. It's my favorite place. I always talk about how if there was a place where it was Manhattan with the mountains 20 minutes away, that would be my ideal place.
Ideal place. Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't exist. So maybe Long Island. Get yourself a yard.
Yeah, that sounds like a plan.
But the lady might be right. If it is more mountainous, then you're probably going to have to go closer to upstate, maybe Westchester. That's another good spot.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. Yeah, I just know that. Because we need to be close to family, too. And, yeah, that'll just be way out in the boondocks.
I remember my grandfather, even in Brooklyn, had a little space yard in the back that was so cool. It just, he grew roses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. You could totally find something in Manhattan too, like the bottom of a brownstone or something with the backyard. You never know.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's expensive right now, so
and all
our money is tied up in this condo, and like I'd love to buy something else with, you know, if that was an option, to just stick around here or even Brooklyn. Find an outdoor space too, which would be nice. Just to, like I said, to have that little sense of nature retreat, you know, where I have some plants and just some nice outdoor furniture. That would be lovely.
Well, I think the next time, but I remember when you were struggling with the condo, you eventually took it off. I know. We kept saying we didn't see it selling, I think, for a while.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
So when do you see a move? Like so, or
I feel like next year, but I don't know. It's so unpredictable right now, everything, that it's really hard to get the whole crystal ball out.
Point out that the last two calls, the messages were also, you're going to have to wait a little. It's like wait and see.
Yeah.
I feel like people are afoot right now and not ready to move, so not many people looking to buy.
Yeah.
But you guys have been waiting and waiting and being patient. And
my patience has really been tested. Yes, I know that's one of my lessons.
Did you have it up listed even during the housing bubble when everything was selling like hotcakes?
No.
Yeah.
Actually, we bought it around that time.
Okay. That's
that
energy.
Was last year.
Remember, Lynn, it was this last year, like
right.
Yeah, 6, 7 months. Yeah.
Yeah, it felt like
when
something that was
kind of, yeah.
Yeah, that was like 21, actually. I think things were popping off the market, like just, flying off.
Right.
Yeah, going through. Okay, so you got, well, that's okay. You know, missed it by that much kind of thing. But
unfortunately, I mean, the patience is hard, but I feel that because you're waiting, I mean, you're going to just have to wait, but you'll get your top dollar that you want to get, but it's just not now. And that's happening in the city a lot, correct? There's a lot of people that, are not able to sell.
They're not, That's true. That's true. They've cut their prices down. Yeah,
and I don't feel you want to. I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't cut my price down. I would just be patient, which is really hard because I think if you hold out, you'll get what you want.
Really? Yeah.
For sure.
Well, we did. Yeah. We did slash our price when we were on the market. And well, let's see. All right.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm a little confused as to like where to go, but it'll all come together, I'm sure. Yeah.
Are you using a realtor?
To sell?
For this?
Yes, we were.
Okay.
We were. Right now it's off the market. And we're just like, we thought once if we put it back on, it'll be around the spring, maybe early March. And see what happens.
I just want to say that I pulled a card and I was going to say spring, but I didn't want to prophesy. But I pulled a card and it does represent spring. So that's funny that's when you're planning to put it back on the market.
Right, that makes sense.
And then also while Aunt Pooh was, or sorry, Aunt Tony, that's my old nickname for it, slipped. I saw sitting on the money in the city, so like waiting. So I also saw that the patience is something you have to do. Literally, it's
sounds
an
good.
Image of a man with a coin on top of his head, coin in his arm, coin under his feet, and he's in the middle of a skyscraper city, so.
Right.
Awesome.
That's the four of coins, I believe, right? Yeah.
You got it. So,
okay. Sounds good.
You knew what I was talking about. And you also know that you're extremely powerful. And the reason that we might not have a direct answer for you is because we're not supposed to find it for you.
Yeah.
It might be an epiphany moment for you, you know? And that's usually why we have to say wait, because it's like you might have to suffer and then walk next to the place and go, oh, it's because of this. Here it is.
Right. Yeah. Sometimes those synchronicities or just flash of insight comes and you sort of are directed to
exactly.
What you need to
you
do.
Know this.
I do.
And we all need to be reminded. And I will just say this because, again, I'm not sure if it affected everyone the same, but the energy the last couple of weeks has been transformative. Let's put it that way.
I agree.
You can also say bonkers.
Bonkers.
And
wild. The universe is wild. One of my favorite lyrics from the Aurora song.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah. I don't want to keep you.
Don't be afraid to get creative, Miranda. You've got the realtor, but you guys can also, like, I always think of Linda saying, you know, I think outside the room that the box is in. Yeah, she's really mad. Think outside the room that the box is in, because there's creative things you can do. Sorry about that. My cat's really mad at me.
Don't worry.
She swears in cat, you know. Anyway, because there's things you can do to augment the realtor's efforts, right? So get creative online. Look up. Just ask questions like, how can I sell my condo more quickly? And just there's probably like stuff on Pinterest even, you know, ideas that people have had. You know, you can do it as well as the realtor, like put your own creative spin on it. Because sometimes word of mouth is what gets you there.
Yeah. Could be like a trade or something. I don't know.
But it's out there. Enjoy looking, though, because you'll find it. You'll be led to where you need to go.
Right, right. Well, thank you for the confirmation. I believe that. And
Well,
I appreciate everyone's input. Thank you so much.
Well,
we
appreciate you, Miranda. It's lovely to hear from you. Keep us posted on how it goes, okay? I wish we had the crystal ball to give you exact days and stuff. But,
you know,
as I always say, we'd have the lottery numbers if that was the case.
I know. We'd all be rich, right?
We would. Well, we'd be generous, but we'd know. But anyway, you're going to get there. And it doesn't look like a bad outcome at all. It's just waiting, and more waiting.
Waiting it out.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, thank you all. Have a wonderful Sunday.
You too, Miranda.
You too.
Thank you so much. Lots of love to you.
Cool. Thank you. Thank you so much. Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. We've lost Elizabeth. She fell out of the boat. So.
Oh, no.
Well.
It's okay. Actually, are we going to keep going?
Well,
no, I think we're done.
Yeah, I think we've hit all the calls for today. And,
perfect.
So, yeah, it was great that you came back to join us, Hawk, and you're doing great. We have Bob next week. Now, Bob's in the chat room. So Bob's on with us next week, and we love Bob.
Excellent. Bob's been on twice, right?
Well, this will be his second. Oh, he popped in casually, I think maybe last week or the week before. Yeah, he was in the chat and he called in and joined in. So, so we can look forward to that. That's next week. And we loved having you, Bob. You're just you're a wonderful character, and we're so glad we met you. And Clear Shar in the chat room, thanks for listening and being there. And chat room people, you can always ask a question if you want to. So let's go around. And I have a piece of music by Linda. We are playing Warp Dimension today. So we'll go around, give our credentials and where to find us or whatever, and stray thoughts, add them if you want. But like Tony, how can people hunt you down?
So I do have a website called Tony the Good Witch at wixsite.com. I'm on the Sacred Embers and Enter the Light Facebook page. And I have my own Facebook page, TikTok, all of it. It's at Tony KJ or Tony Jorgensen or Antoinette. Mm-hmm. Might be under. I don't know. It's all out there, though.
Yeah. Go ahead. Okay. Who's sitting beside Tony? Linda?
I'll go.
Yeah.
Okay.
We went in the astral together. That's why we're sitting together, right, Tony?
Yeah.
Yep.
Right. Yeah, we're not in the. I'm not in the astral right now. I'm aware of. This is Hawk D'Onofrio, also known as Aquarius the Seeker. I am on this show, and for now, that is it. I will have a website and a YouTube channel with something on it at some point, and everyone will know when.
Excellent. Okay. Linda, how can people?
Yes, I'm on Spreaker, Spreaker, Spreaker with an R in it, under Linda Irwin Channel, and YouTube, Linda Irwin, the yellow smiley face with the headphones, and AISXQ.com, and you can also find me on my Sacred Embers page on the site.
Wonderful. So we're missing, and Elizabeth, she's at elizabethdonofrio.com. You can find her. Everyone can be found on the Sacred Embers website, which is sacredembershow@wixsite.com/love. And Tony, just as we were starting the show, you were saying you're going to start a TikTok channel for us.
TikTok, yeah, where we'll wondering what
you
to
were
put
wondering,
it under.
Yeah, should we put it under Sacred Embers or Enter the Light? I think we should do it for Enter the Light, just this show, because we can always refer people. What do you guys think, though? Does that seem good?
I was saying putting snippets of our shows on there every week or, every day.
Perfect.
Every week. Yeah.
Sounds
great.
Yeah. Yeah, and if it's Enter the Light, we can always advertise the network, Sacred Embers.
Right.
We can, yeah, but I don't know. I think that's great, Tony. So pretty soon you can look for us on TikTok as well. TikTok, I always think that sounds like an insect talk show, you know?
Sounds like a clock.
It is an insect talk show.
I picture a giant tick interviewing other ticks, right? It's TikTok.
Yeah. I just thought it would be cool to put, like, 10, I think it's, what, 10 minutes? You can get up to 10 minutes, anywhere from 7 to 10. So if we just took, like, 10 minutes of each show and ran it for a week, then we get, you know, going. People.
Yeah, and once we get into lives with video, we can use those too, because that's going to be more, I think people like to have the video along with it, and we can get the lights going and stuff. So,
yeah.
TikTok.
Yeah. TikTok, yep.
Okay.
I'll make that this week.
Absolutely. Okay. Who are we missing? Who have we not included?
I think you did it.
You.
Okay.
We
perfect.
Didn't do,
Lynn.
Oh, yeah,
right.
You haven't done you.
Yeah, you
okay.
Done you.
All right. Yeah, I'm at lbleasdale.wixsite.com/Lynn. And again, find us all on the, the Sacred Embers website. I'm just looking, at our chat and wondering, Bob, I can't remember all your, well, we'll put Bob's stuff out next week when we have him on.
Yeah, he
so,
has a YouTube channel.
Yeah. Fabulous. We, you know, it's, you can't remember everything at once, but I think we do our best, and so far nobody's brain has exploded, and I figure we're ahead, so here we go.
Good.
Okay, so with no further ado, I'm going to put on Linda's next piece that we've got. I've got a whole bunch of her stuff in the audio stack, so this week we're playing Warp Dimension. Love and light to all of you. Thanks to our listeners. Thanks to our callers. And thank you to the most amazing team anyone could ever wish for. Love and light to you guys.
Thanks.